Dr. White, could you describe to us a little bit what sarcoids can look like and how we can differentiate them from other possible causes of tumors?
Well, sarcoids can masquerade as a variety of presentations. There is actually six classifications of sarcoids based on their visual appearance. They can be flat and hairless. They can look like a wart, a sort of cauliflower, hard keratinized growth. They can be a big mass that is actually under the haired skin, and all you see is the mass, but the hair and skin over it looks normal. They can look like granulation tissue or proud flesh, and they can be any combination and permutation of those presentations. As Dr. Levine said, every horse is different, and some horses will have multiple sarcoids that grow rapidly, and other horses will have one or two flat or little bumpy ones with some hair loss that may be stable for years. And I think that's another reason why keeping your photographic record is a good plan as far as trying to characterize what that tumor is actually doing in the horse.
So, to that question of finding out if it's definitively a sarcoid, what options do horse owners and their vets have to figure that out?
The definitive diagnosis is made from histological evaluation of a biopsy. And as we go into different treatment modalities, many of them really shouldn't be tried unless you're absolutely positively certain that you are treating a specific tumor, a sarcoid or any other tumor. And as Dr. Levine says, that's a lot of what he does at Penn is he's biopsying tumors so that they can be diagnosed microscopically.